Okay, here we are at what is called Place de Varsovie, which is right in front of the Eiffel Tower. And there is a Volkswagen Bug, a Porsche SUV, a motorcycle, and a Paris mass transit bus that have all been painted by artists from Pakistan who do what is called tribal truck art. It is amazing. You'll have to look on the website to see the pictures. I'm here with my daughter. Tell me what you think, Matilde.
I think it's very colorful, really pretty, and the drawings are never the same. They're always different. The patterns are set out so it looks really good and kind of tells a story. It's kind of like, I don't know, you can see a parrot, then some lions or tigers, and then some words in Pakistani, I guess, or maybe Arabic, and flowers all over. It's really pretty.
After the 1947 creation of Pakistan, the city of Karachi quickly became a bustling metropolis and the central seaport for landlocked Central Asian countries. Large shipping trucks soon filled the roads from north to south. These early transporters would spend months on the road, alone, driving through expansive terrain. This lonely experience turned the truck drivers into artists. They decorated their second homes, their trucks, with oil paintings of animals they'd seen, with poetic calligraphy and religious motifs, proverbs, humorous statements, and, of course, portraits of their families. Ghalib Iqbal is Pakistan's ambassador to France and says that tribal truck art is a testament to the joy and creation and humor in his country, despite its profound political problems.
It's a truck art. It started off with the tribal area, but now it's almost in all parts of the country. And this shows, depicts the artistic creativity of the people who especially come from the northern part of the country. And now it has even gone down to the southern part of the country. We paint our buses like this. We paint our trucks like this. And the most interesting thing is to see the verses written on the bus or on the trucks, which are usually in Urdu, in our language. And at times there are sentences which are so hilarious that one of our journalists, come writer, he managed to take the pictures of all these verses and sentences and brought out a book on the subject, which is a very popular book in Pakistan. So it's called Truck Art Shero Shairi, which means the truck art poetry. And in addition to this, what you see over here, like this and the other vehicles and the scooters, I think it only shows that people in the tribal area and people in other parts of the country, it's not only about bad things what you hear, it's about the good things what they do. And this is one thing which I wanted to bring to France so that people over here should be able to see it. That's why we didn't do it inside a closed boundary wall. We did it openly in the open spaces so that everybody should be able to enjoy it.
This bus, it's a Parisian public bus, which has been painted, and it's absolutely fabulous. They're getting ready to take off and drive around Paris, is that right?
Yeah, we are just going to go, and I would suggest that you get into the bus and you see what happens.
I was curious about what was written on the trucks, the verses His Excellency referred to, but believe it or not, I can't read Urdu. Tahir Kushnud, the press counselor at the embassy, thinks of it as rolling poetry, but also says it's often so funny, it's simply untranslatable.
I mean, it's just funny thing. It doesn't have really any meaning.
Okay. It's just nonsense?
It's not nonsense as well, but it's just kind of local expression.
Okay.
To express your attachment to somebody or your attachment to some idea. I mean, just in a very vague way, just in a funny way. Because it's the language and the use of words and the puns, playing upon the words. That is important. And people enjoy the playing upon the words.
I remember reading somewhere that Urdu lends itself especially to kind of poetic plays on words. Is that correct?
The tradition of Urdu language is poetry. Probably like all languages, the origins are always in the poetry, and then they develop over it. I mean, the novel and the other forms of literature, they come later. the tradition of Urdu language is poetry, and it was in the 19th and 20th century, in a way, novel as well. I remember when I was student in university, because I was student of English literature, we used to compare different periods of evolution of English literature compared with Urdu literature.
Oh, really? How interesting.
Yeah. And we found that at that time, I mean, I'm talking about 30 years ago when I was a student, at that time we used to say that the tradition of English literature is drama, but the tradition of Urdu literature is poetry and novel. So this is poetry that most of the time they put on their vehicles, and where they just, somebody wants to express something. They want to say something. They want to say something funny. They want to say something really hilarious, and sometimes something to grab the attention of those who look at it. This bus, 2 days ago, it was normal bus. And within 2 days, it is painted, and you can see that it's entirely different thing.
And I see a lot of birds, for example. Are any of the paintings particularly symbolic?
Birds, natural scenes, sceneries from the trees, the mountains, the rivers, nature and birds, sometimes houses, sometimes famous places, sometimes celebrities. I mean, anything could be of importance to a painter. It is the imagination of the painter.
As the convoy took to the streets of Paris, we crossed our fingers hoping it would not cause too many traffic accidents. Parisians, partial to a subdued palette of gray, beige, and navy blue, are not accustomed to the exuberant colors of Pakistani tribal truck art. But the party at Place de Varsovie wasn't over. There were still a few pakora to be had, the traditional afternoon snack in Pakistan, which Matilda and I quickly came to love.
I presume it's much spicier in Pakistan than it is here in Paris.
Yeah, you are right. Because, you know, over here in Paris, you know, we can't serve like that. So
this is a favorite snack in Pakistan in the afternoon. Is that right?
The traditional one, you know, yeah.
But usually with the sauce, no?
Yeah, with the sauce, you know, with the green sauce. We have it out here.
And is the sauce spicy?
No, it doesn't, you know, normally it should be spicy, but over here, you know, the French people, they don't like, you know.
See, I'm not French, I love spicy.
We put different spices, green chilies, the Indian spices, to make a flavor. We serve this way, it tastes very well, you know. People like pakora. It's a light food, it's like a starter. So.
Well, I like pakora too, and I didn't even get the spicy one.
If you desire to have a spicy one, then you should contact me, you know. Okay. I'm chef cuisinier, then I'm going to serve you in a real way.
Are you at the embassy?
Yeah, I work at the embassy.
Okay.
Sometime if you wish to, you know, we are going to serve you.
Okay, perfect.
The spicy food.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay. Have a nice day. Keep smiling.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Keep smiling. What a nice way to say goodbye. So I'll say it too. Keep smiling. For Culture in France, I'm Susan Owensby in Paris.